With that, will you pray with me? Lord, may the words of my mouth and may the meditation of all our hearts and minds be acceptable and pleasing to you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. There was this old Sunday Funnies cartoon of Kathy, if anybody remembers Kathy. I don't know if she's still in the Sunday papers or not. But one day it has Kathy and she's got like all the stuff spinning around her and she looks like she's going crazy. And she says, "I can't let go of my stress. It's holding me together." I think about that often, especially when I get stressed. But I was thinking, you know, there are a lot of people that, you know, stress is what keeps them together. And it seems like it defines them. But I think more people would relate not with stress, but with anxiety. We live in an anxiety-rich world. We're anxious about so many different things, each and every moment. I was looking and doing some research and talking to people, and of course I went to Facebook because that's always my crowdsourcing and wanting to know what is it that makes people anxious. And the answer is everything. I asked that question in 8 o'clock service, and Maddie's sitting in the front row, and she goes, "Life!" I said, "Yes, Maddie, life makes us anxious." But what are some of the things that make us anxious? Work makes us anxious. I don't think it's work if it's not anxious. We're anxious about what we're doing and how well we're doing and if we're going to get it all done. I think that could be work / school. Money. Money makes us anxious, in particular when it seems there's not enough. Health issues make us anxious. Family responsibilities make us anxious. Criticism, or the expectation of criticism, makes us anxious. The future, especially the unknown aspects of the future, make us anxious. Change of any kind makes us anxious. Loss of a loved one or potential loss of a loved one makes us anxious. Expectations, in particular those put upon us by self or others, makes us anxious. Maddie Joy, life makes us anxious. World threats make us anxious. Turning on the news makes us anxious. And our newer one, technology, makes us anxious. In particular, when technology is not cooperating, right? There's much that makes us anxious. It is something that can actually take us over if we're not careful. But God created us, God knows us, and God knows that we are anxious beings. Over and over again in scriptures, you can find it in the Psalms, you can find it in the Gospels, you can find it in Paul, but God, through each of these writers and through his words, addresses our anxiety. And here's one of my favorite places that he addresses our anxiety because he puts it in such a great perspective. But what does God say, the creator of all of the universe? He says, "My creation, my children, please stop being anxious. And to stop being anxious, please look around you." And this is a place where I wish we were outside meeting that I could say, "Look around you," and what we would see is nature and creation. Have I mentioned at this point, tomorrow I will be at Crater Lake surrounded by God's creation. I am so excited, it's not even funny. Completely anxious about having everything together and packed, but tomorrow that'll all be behind me. But look at creation, God says. Look at the birds of the air. Look at how carefree they are. We don't see the birds pacing and worrying, wondering where their next meal will be, do we? We don't see the birds pacing and wondering and worrying if their feathers look right or pretty enough. He says, you don't see the birds spending 1 minute worrying in their day. And then turns through Jesus and says, and look at the flowers. In Matthew, he says, look at the lilies of the field. And in Luke, he says, look at the wild flowers. We have flowers that surround our earth that are gorgeous of every single kind. And he says, look at all those beautiful flowers. You don't see them worrying and wondering and anxious about where their water source is going to come from. You don't see them spending any time working and toiling to be able to look as beautiful as they are, to wonder how they're going to be clothed in majesty. He says, but look at you. And you spend all your time worrying. And you are the most precious of all my creation. More precious than the birds. More precious than the flowers. How do you not know that I will take care of you more than these? And yet we're anxious. Why are we anxious? We are anxious because, unfortunately, as human beings, we are completely and totally dependent on world resources. We're dependent on money. We're dependent on food. We're dependent on shelter. We're dependent on jobs. We're dependent on roads. We're dependent on time. And what do every single one of these worldly resources have in common? There's a limited amount, which makes them scarce. And what does scarcity lead to? Fear. And what does fear lead to? Anxiety. So the more dependent we become on the scarcity of the world resources, the greater our fear and the greater our anxiety. And if you didn't know, anxiety, and with it, depression, is on the rise. The number of medications every year for anti-anxiety medications and antidepressant medications goes up every year. And that's an indication of what's going on in our society. What do we have every year? We install more security systems. What do we install now? Doorbells. Doorbells that when you push them, turn on a camera, right? And I wish we were human beings that were just curious. I wish we were human beings that just had anticipation and excitement for who's going to be there, and so we immediately want to know who's at our door so I can be excited. But it's not excitement and curiosity that's installing these. It's fear and anxiety, right? Fear of who's on the other side and what they're doing. In our scarcity of resources, people steal from one another, don't they? And that makes us anxious. Sometimes security systems aren't enough. Sometimes that fear and anxiety makes it so we don't want to leave the house. It's just too scary out there. There's too much unknown out there. It's just easier to stay in here. And sometimes it gets so much that the fear and anxiety of what's happening out there and what people are coming, that we can get to the point where we just don't trust anyone and we close ourselves completely off. And here we are in this prison built by anxiety. But the good news that God gives us is that we don't have to be stuck in that prison. We don't have to be stuck in the prison of anxiety. And Jesus tells us that. In this text, he tells us not only do we not need to be anxious because the birds and the flowers are taken care of and God's going to take care of us too, but he gets more to it and he says, but do not be afraid, little flock, For your Father has been pleased to give you the kingdom. I love this. I'm ready for all of you to jump up and do this and not hear the rest of the sermon. You ready? He says, sell all of your possessions and give to the poor. You're not running. Not realistic. Just give everything to the poor. Provide purses for yourself that will not wear out. But hear this, a treasure in heaven that will never fail, where no thief comes near and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. You see, scarcity creates fear, which creates anxiety, and the circle just goes. But abundance produces freedom, and freedom produces peace. And what is there an abundance of? There's an abundance of God's love. There's an abundance of God's blessing. There's an abundance of God's grace. There's an abundance of opportunities around us to be free from the burden of the scarce resources of this world. It might not seem realistic to sell all our possessions and relieve ourselves of worldly things, but Paul gives us great advice, because Paul addresses this anxiety too. He's living in an anxious world. Anxiety is not new, y'all. Anxiety's been around since day one. But Paul addresses it. In the fourth chapter of Philippians, what does he say? He says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. We know this verse, or a version of this verse, most of the time. And I know, y'all. I know what you're thinking. Because I'm preparing this sermon, and I know what people are going to say. Yeah, you know what? That sounds great to just give everything to God in prayers, but that anxiety is still there. I give it to God, yes, but in reality, I still have to pay the bills. I still have to figure out how I'm going to handle this situation or this family member. I still turn on the news and I see the wars and the plagues and the famines and the bad news. It's all still there, no matter how much time I spend on my knees, Pastor. But I think oftentimes that's because we leave out two very critical words in this verse. What do we often hear? We hear, don't be anxious, but lift everything up to God with prayer and supplication, and he's going to take care of you. But I left out two of the most important words in that verse. It said, lift it up to God with prayer and supplication and with thanksgiving. It's so easy to simply focus on what we lack, what we need, and what's going wrong. We can fall into this pit of doom. And one thing leads to another thing, and leads to another thing, and leads to another thing. And all of a sudden, the world is ending by the time we get to point Z. So easy just to focus on what's going wrong and what we need. But Paul reminds us, as we're lifting up to God what we need, that we also need to be giving thanksgiving. God, I need a new job. God, I need help with this relationship. God, I need a way out of this situation. But while I think about this that I need, God, I am so blessed that I have this friend that supports me through all of this. God, I am so blessed that while I am stressing about this, I know I have a roof over my head while it's raining outside. God, I know that while it seems the world is ending, I know I have you that I can turn to at any point, and you'll be willing to calm me with your Holy Spirit. When I do this, and I lift up all of those needs and all of the worries and all of the dooms of the world, but I think about where the blessings are in that, it changes my perspective. Especially if I lift all of those first, give them to God, and then I end with those blessings. Because what am I ending my prayer with? But I'm ending them with the good stuff. And I'm walking away with my heart and my head focused on the good stuff. And there's always good stuff. It might take us some time to find us. It might take some time to dig, but y'all, it is there. Why? Because God is always there. And we have control. Max Licato, in his book Anxious for Nothing, which is floating through parts of our congregation, he's quoted as saying this. He says, "The presence of anxiety is unavoidable." You want truth? It's right there. The presence of anxiety is unavoidable. We are going to find ourselves getting anxious. But the prison of anxiety is optional. The prison of anxiety is optional. We are going to get anxious. We are going to worry. We are going to get stressed. But we have control of determining if that anxiety defines us and defines how we are living our life. And even more so, here's the further of the good news. Even more so, we have control of helping others to not feel anxious. We have the ability to be that bit of joy, that bit of blessing, that ray of sunshine in the midst of darkness, with a simple smile, a simple card, a simple phone call, a simple hug, a simple word of support. We have that ability. We have that capability. And we're reminded on this day that as the kids carry their backpacks and we bless them and they get tags that say, "God's got your back," that's not a kid thing. That's an every person thing. If you didn't know it, God's got your back. Carry God with you in every circumstances, lifting it all up to Him with prayer, supplication, and with thanksgiving for all of the ways He continually blesses you. My friends, will you pray with me? God, there is absolute truth in the statement that this is an anxious world that we live in. The unknown is lurking right around the corner. Bad news is right at our doorstep. The world could just fall apart at any minute. But we also know it's been that way since the beginning of time, and the world has not fallen apart. And time after time, people have overcome the impossible. Time after time, people have survived the anxiety, people have survived the stress, people have survived the changes and the unknown. And we know we are capable of doing the same. Help us to put this world into perspective, to know that the things of this world that come in scarce forms, though we are dependent on them, are not the most important. but that the relationship that we have with you, the love and the blessings that you shower upon us, and the way that we are able to bless and love you back is one of the one most important things. And the other most important thing is how we are able to love and care for one another in your name. Help us to put these into perspective, that these come with an abundance that can never run out, and that we can dip into these anytime that we need them to help relieve us of our anxiety, or at the least, distract us from it. Help us, through the power of your Holy Spirit, to know that you, our Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer, always has our back. For this we pray in your name. Amen.